Not much gets past the rental man, does it? He's usually keeping us up to date with the latest changes in tenancy laws, but he's on a slightly different tack today. Let's find out what he's got for us. Morning, Ian.
Morning, Deb. Good morning, listeners.
Ian, the last time we spoke, you mentioned that the usual expected property cycle is on the turn. Can you explain a little more about that?
Yeah, thanks, Deb. As I mentioned, a lot of the hype and drama we've had of late has failed to take in the usual cycle we experience in real estate markets periodically. They're usually over a 6 to 7 year period, comprising identifiable periods. But due to COVID and other factors, this cycle has taken about 10 years to adjust and recover.
What do you mean by identifiable periods, Ian? That sounds interesting.
It is, Deb. Like many things in life, there are stages that we need to go through as we progress. The typical stages are firstly, recovery. Prices stabilise after a downturn and confidence begins to return. This was evident in the period just prior to, and more particularly during COVID, as prices increased dramatically and continued to do so. This will be followed by the peak, where buyer activity surges. Think the fear of missing out principle we heard so much about. Prices increase as demand grows and new listings come to market, as sellers also move to take advantage of the conditions. And then comes that period of correction, Deb. This is when affordability pressures come to bear, both on prices and mortgage costs. Listings dry up as the market absorbs the available stock and buyers take a step back to reassess their position. With our population base all around Australia, there are only so many buyers at any one time, and also sellers. Incidentally, Deb, these factors also apply to landlords and tenants as they naturally follow the same results of market conditions. We are now seeing the signs of better supply, providing more investor and owner-occupied opportunities, and easing vacancy factors will follow, I'm sure.
So that is where we are now, Ian. Correction followed by recovery.
Yes, Deb. These cycles can be affected by population growth, interest rates, infrastructure and building construction investment, and, of course, government policies. These can accelerate or delay these stages, particularly in high-growth areas like the Moreton Bay area. Take a drive around and you'll see a profusion of new estates popping up like the little mushrooms that they are. And we're yet to experience the impact of the new city to come at Caboolture West, which will feature enormous growth potential, including a bypass road all the way to the Sunshine Coast. It's early days yet, but this new supply will provide better and fairer conditions for everyone in the local community. It'll be exciting to see the results as the future of our region continues. To quote a certain Star Trek officer, live long and prosper. And this community will certainly be doing that, Deb.
What a bright note to start this week on, Ian. You little ray of sunshine.
Happy, Deb.
Ian Morrison, also known as The Rental Man, keeping our community connected. As always, head to 101.5fm.com.au to listen to Ian's dulcet tones and housing hopes for the future.